My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I know this theme song. Must mean the youngest in charge is here. Oh, wait a second. No. I got that wrong. Actually, the youngest in charge is here in the building.
It's not payday. What's he doing here?
That's the DOC. Good to have you with us as we kick off hour number two. We'll get to Dr. Sabal. We'll get to Sean. Just hang on, guys. But we first have a little bit of business to take care of. Mm-hmm. Doc. Mm-hmm. Because I know how much you love to relitigate the past and the history of this franchise, especially as sordid as it became and it was. Mm-hmm. So I did a bad job. I should have sent this to Maddie, but I just saw it about 15 minutes ago when Sanchez, you know.
He went off.
Yeah, I mean, Sanchez went off yesterday. Yeah. Well, he went off on his in-game podcast thingy,
yeah.
And then we always play that as the lead-in to
good.
His
it was
call.
Good stuff.
Right? So, and then he joins us, right? Absolutely. So he sent this to me and tagged it. Was it really this bad? And what it is Mike Silver, excuse me, just had a bite of a spicy piece of pizza over on the other side of the aisle where they get all the food. So on the Ross Tucker podcast, you know Ross, right?
Good
longtime
man.
Broadcaster, former Redskin offensive lineman, does a great job, right? Love Ross. So on his podcast, he had Michael Silver, who worked here for like a year under your buddy Ron Rivera because they were buddies from Cal.
Cal, yeah.
And Silver then left. They never announced anything, whatever. He's with the San Francisco Chronicle. He's got a new book out, and he's basically, you know, trying to talk about the book, and it was centered around the Shanahan coaching tree and the evolution of Mike Shanahan and so on and so forth. So he said that Mike Shanahan went to Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen after the 2012 season, not the 2013 season when he got fired after, the 2012 season. And apparently, according to, I guess, what he told Silver or what Silver wrote, because there's a quote from Shanahan that Silver is telling in the book. I don't know if it's, I don't know how it was written. So I'm just saying it was from Shanahan in Michael Silver's new book. Quote, "I'm telling you, he is not as good as you think. We need to trade him before people find out." That was Mike Shanahan apparently begging Dan Snyder to trade RG3 the offseason after he was Rookie of the Year in the NFL with a torn ACL, with everything that he was going through, with bad blood already brewing.
Yeah,
Mike Shanahan apparently told Dan Snyder, which I don't know if we've ever heard. I mean, we all knew Mike Shanahan didn't really love Robert. We all know they pulled the wool over everyone's eyes in New Orleans with the 50 series and shock and awe, as Tommy would call it.
Mm-hmm.
We all know Rookie of the Year campaign. They win the division that magical Sunday night, and then he rips up his knee after being certainly hobbled on it for the last couple of weeks of the season. We remember what happened in Cleveland when Robert held his own press conference along with Kirk Cousins, along with Mike Shanahan, after a blowout win over the Browns. Did you see Jaden Daniels Oh, no, wait. Well, he has his own press conference, so I can't say. Did you see Marcus Mariota hosting a press conference? Well, Marcus Mariota even played. Did you see Jeff Driskel hosting a press conference after the win again? No, of course not. Nobody inactive hosts their own press conference, but Robert did. But Mike Shanahan apparently told Michael Silver in this new book, quote, "I'm telling you, he is not as good as you think. We need to trade him before people find out," to Dan Snyder, about Robert Griffin III. You say what?
Not surprised at all.
It was that bad.
If you are ground level, as I was, and you can not, I used to work in sideline, stand in the end zone, so you can see it. I like to see the plays coming or going. And you see the number of people that were wide open that he just never saw. You can see it now, and you can see Jaden may miss a guy, then he gets to him next week. You can see his development, but you always see McCaffrey, there are people been. It could be crazy. Mm-hmm. Why I like this team is a bit, they're scratching the surface because it could be even worse. They could be up even higher.
Mm-hmm.
But with Bob, it was clear that there was a disconnect in what they were trying to get him to become and that what he didn't want to do. So if you're trying to argue with a guy who doesn't want to be taught, and you as an instructor have a way to get out of it, get him to transfer out of your class, why wouldn't you do it? And not even mentioning the sideshow that comes with him and everybody else associated with the Huxtable thing.
You know, it's so interesting that you say that, and you had that perch. You had that view. I can only
I'm just telling you what
see,
I saw.
Right, I can only see from up in the press box, and you can't hear anything and whatever.
No, I saw all that.
I mean, I would hear some things from people that, you know,
plus the players.
We're on the headsets and all that stuff, right? But could you have imagined what would have happened in this city as bad as it ultimately turned out with Shanahan, with Kyle, all that, the future, with Robert, with Jay, all that. Could you have imagined what the reaction would have been like if they actually did trade Robert Griffin III after his rookie year? Could you imagine what that would have... I mean, I hate to be so callous, but run the asylum.
I mean,
but Doug, you know, it would have compare it to this. It would have almost been like a riot.
No,
there would have been the Jets. You don't think so?
I think whenever
you think people would have calmly and rationally taken that decision.
No, I just think you're going back to where who was your owner?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, the only really good thing that I thought that Daniel Snyder did. In his whole reign here, was identified that Mike Shanahan, he got him here.
Yeah.
And to me, that's the best thing he ever did.
Yeah.
He got him here, but he wasn't experienced enough to keep him. So all of the queen bees all got to leave, and he was left shut out.
Yeah.
He couldn't even keep Kyle. Had he kept Kyle.
Well, you can't treat daddy like trash and then keep...
Well, it depends on how much you pay. It depends on how shrewd you are.
Well,
he wasn't shrewd enough.
Yeah.
He wasn't built for this.
Yeah.
So every way you look at it, you were lucky. It's just dysfunctional. And so if a guy can't be coached, whenever a player comes up and tells a coach what he's not going to run, what he wants to run away, whereas you got a kid working up, going to your building at 4:30 in the morning, it's day and night.
Well, that's why there's no comparison between Jaden Daniels
individual.
And Robert Griffin. Right.
You got a guy who, and I like Bob a lot.
Right.
Bob just got another, just fired him.
Yeah.
This is going to continue to happen until he changes.
Yeah.
That's Bob being Bob. Well, guess what? Not everybody buys into that. And sooner or later, the record is being set. You can pick either side you want to be on, but it don't take too long to tell. Time proves it's all right or wrong. You'll see.
Well, hopefully time will prove us right on this particular number two overall pick. And
this guy has nothing to do with Bob. He's a completely different animal based on, that's why I gave his mom and dad credit.
Work ethic, maturity,
he knows
poise,
he's not in charge.
And when these young mothers
and parents start worshiping their children, you're in trouble.
Yeah. But also, not only work ethic, maturity, poise, but also this. Let's just call it what it is. Jaden Daniels is a polished passer already. came here as a polished passer.
Oh, you saw his film?
Right? Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Robert did not. Robert came here as a majestic, you know, deep ball.
But he got it. Let me tell you what,
unbelievable
athlete.
First
time I ever saw Bob. Bob had a gun. Now, Bob could throw it.
Oh, absolutely.
Had Bob allowed Mike to coach him, ain't no question in my mind Bob could do exactly what this young man's doing. But you have to allow somebody to coach you, teach you.
Yeah.
You can't know it all and be 12 years old.
I wanted to bring that up because with all of the hoopla correctly about Jaden Daniels, there was a lot of the same hoopla about Robert Griffin III in 2012. Whether people want to compare them or not, I think we know the difference.
Different guy, though.
But there was a lot of hoopla, right? The difference between that and this is I'd be willing to bet, even with having very little interactions with Jaden Daniels and every interaction that you possibly could imagine with Robert back in 2012, because I was there every day. And I, you know, we used to travel on the same plane. He would come back, he'd eat the food, whatever. I mean, you know, charming guy.
He's a nice guy.
What happened after and during and subsequent in 2012 and 2013 and so on and so forth, I can't say that Jaden Daniels is going to Canton. I can't say that Jaden Daniels is going to be the best quarterback, you know, once Patrick Mahomes kind of steps aside, maybe, that Jaden Daniels is going to be the best quarterback. I can't say that with any level of assurance. Do I believe some of that, all of that, maybe some, all that? Yeah, maybe. But I know nothing like what happened here 12 years ago and 11 years ago and 10 years ago. I know that's never going to happen here.
If they weren't both African Americans, you wouldn't even be bringing this up.
Oh,
the only reason you're bringing it up because they're African American quarterbacks.
I didn't bring it up for
no, I'm just
own.
Saying, why are we discussing this?
Well, because there's a new
book
out.
They have nothing in common.
But there's a new book out, and
oh, yeah, well, Silver's book, yeah. Well, yeah.
What I'm trying to say is
they have nothing in common. They don't, other than they are African-American quarterbacks who
But they do have something in common. They were number two overall picks and Heisman Trophy winners.
No,
that's
but what I'm saying
is
in terms
who
of
took the world by storm.
One is allowed to be coached, one wouldn't.
Well, that's the difference.
Well,
that's not nothing in common.
No, what I'm saying is that the topic of your debate is why did one is succeeding and the other one failed. Well, the other wasn't coachable. The man tried to coach him. He told them what he was going to do and what he wasn't going to do. This guy's getting there 4:30 in the morning. What am I missing?
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's never going to happen with this kid.
Right.
This guy, with this regime, with this owner, with this general manager, with this head coach. It's never going to happen.
You got a football operation
now.
But Mike was football-centric, too.
I know.
Mike wouldn't like the nitwits that would just left.
I understand that. But I can say this without even having anything more than a 10-second comment. Hi, how you doing? Nice to meet you. With Jaden Daniels, that's it. And, like, listening to press conferences, that's it. That's all the interaction I've had. I don't know the kid at all. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that's never going to what happened then is never going to happen now, no matter what the level of success is that Jaden is about on the precipice of, has already encountered, has already racked up. It's never going to happen the way it did there. Why? Because, well, again, the kids aren't running the asylum. One, there's real adults in charge, I think, as we all know, on a coaching level, on a general manager level, on an ownership level. And then on top of that, the kid. And I was a little bit worried about the agent. I was a little bit worried how involved his mom was, all of that. So far, through 5 weeks and all the weeks of training camp and preseason and all that, there is zero indication that there's anything to worry about. So I still reserve like a little bit of hesitancy and wondering, wait, could there be something down the line? Maybe, but I doubt it because it probably would have reared its ugly head already to some degree. It was already doing that when Robert was here, quite honestly, even I think at this point in time, maybe a little bit longer down the line where daddy was coming into the locker room and all that stuff. I don't think we have anything to worry about moving forward with Jaden Daniels' ego. And the reason some of which why I brought this up, besides what, again, Silver is saying that Shanahan said, and how shocking that might be to people that Mike was trying to trade him after 2012, is this. I asked Jay Gruden yesterday. I said, hey, man, like besides, you know, the obvious, what stands out the most? And he said, poise. And he said, Jaden Daniels has got, you know, I forget the exact words, poise, control, command, right? People have used that. He's taken command. So I wanted to ask you this before we get to the calls. Through five games, two preseason games that he played with, all the weeks of camp, I don't know what interactions you've had with him. I don't know who you're talking to behind the scenes, but I know you're talking to somebody. What quality jumps out to you the most about Jaden Daniels that you see that maybe others might not immediately think of when they think athleticism and speed and flair and arm strength and this and that? What do you see as an attributable quality that jumps out that makes you go, okay, this is a rare cat. This is a rare breed.
Well, the championship quarterbacks all have the one thing in common. Their demeanor is not altered by success or failure. He throws a pick or throws a touchdown. It doesn't alter them. The immature ones lose their mind off success and go into dumps when they have failure. So the first thing I always look for, it took a while to see him fail, but the moment he did, that's all I was waiting to see. Because if I got to go now and hug him because it didn't go right, he ain't the dude.
All right, so let me stop you there, because this is a great point, because I sort of talked about it with Jay afterwards, and I just wanted to just stop you, and then I'll let you finish. Last week in Arizona, he throws the interception. They go three and out on the next drive. They got a punt. Mm-hmm. And I think they only got one more scoring drive, and it was right before the half, and it was a field goal. Mm-hmm. And then they were electric in the second half. On Sunday, he throws the interception at the one-yard line. Something like that could, you know, like you said, it could really, for lack of a better term, F with the emotional psychology of a young man, a quarterback, whatever, trying too hard, maybe gets too down on himself, what have you. And I was thinking about this. They throw the interception. It's a bad throw, bad read, bad decision, whatever you want to call it. The defense gets a three and out stop because Cleveland's pathetic. They're hemmed in all the way in the goal line. They get a big punt return from OZ. And they take over the ball at the Cleveland 34, Doc, and I don't know, six plays later or whatever it was, granted, short field, boom, 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 touchdown. Now, he didn't throw the touchdown. It was Brian Robinson, but he helped set up the touchdown with a scramble himself with a couple of passes, one short completion to Luke McCaffrey, one, I think, to Zach Ertz, if I'm not mistaken, what have you. So that was his answer. His answer was, okay, I effed up. Here's what I'm going to do about it, which is your point. Like, he come right back. He doesn't sulk. He doesn't go into a malaise like some other quarterbacks do. He comes right back, takes advantage of short field, and boom, they're in the end zone.
Those in the great corners, they get beat. They stop a play. There's no celebration on either or.
Mm-hmm.
You emotionally being stable, it's a characteristic that all young mothers have, you know, babies screaming, things are going on. It's even keel. They got it.
Is that poise?
It's poise under pressure.
Mm.
And so for a young guy to admit his mistakes, and then how does he, when watch somebody fail around him, he's the first guy to go to them. So he's not about him. First of all, he's not an egomaniac. All the good ones got to have ego. But it's not to the point where they've got photos of themselves all around the house. He ain't that guy. Even though he dropped a five diamond dime on us, he dropped it on us. But you don't look at it like it didn't define him. He didn't have to do it all. He probably already had it. He's just not looking in the mirror at himself. He's not an egomaniac. Not that it's a bad thing to be one if you can back it up. But he's coachable. And Kingsbury, he also got a guy that's, we're in the same flight together. And once those two guys, and they're on the same page, and that's scary. For him to jog by the coach and say, I got him, we got a rabbit. Because it means he's already a play ahead. And then for Kingsbury then to go, I'm doing this. Okay, dog, you feel it? Let's do it.
Mm.
So they're collaborative. But that's because the head coach is not a jackass.
Mm.
He's collaborative.
Mm.
So the whole program is collaborative. They're not saying they're experts. They're willing to learn and go, but they're going 100 miles an hour even if they fail. They're going to fail 100 miles an hour. So if they don't find that success, you're not going to be angry at them. You're encouraged by them because they're not bragging. They're very humble, but they got a lot of confidence. That's the difference. All champions have these same characteristics. I'm just telling you, this is nothing new. It's new around here because this has been like this has just been awful. So a lot of us don't even remember what it's like to have athletic arrogance because you've been in last place so long and you were sold a bunch of crap from day one. Whenever a loser gets in front of you and tells you it's going to take him 4 years to bring you success, then the next guy comes up and he's giving it to you day one. You already know you got sold. You got conned.
301-230-0980. That's the thoughts of Richard Doc Walker. What most important quality trait do you see already in Jaden Daniels? Let's get your thoughts on that as part of your phone call at 301-230-0980. Dr. Sabal will lead us off in the leadoff spot if she can hang through, and then a bunch of the usual suspects, if you will, that we will get to after a quick timeout right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We got a lot going on here. The DOC is in studio, but sometimes he needs friends. He gets a little cranky when he has to deal with me for 3 hours. He really enjoys working with the second youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. But I recruited the youngest in charge. That would be Toby Altizer. And then the real youngest in charge, the man who makes the needle move from 4 to 7, Anthony Haney, who spanked the so-called youngest in charge in basketball one time so bad that his body and his body figure is still splattered on a basketball court somewhere in the DMV.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And if we're going to talk about taking someone to the woodshed like Linnell,
uh-huh.
I did that in some Madden the other day, Rooster.
Ooh.
I don't know if you play any video games.
I do not.
But I took him to the woodshed. He was talking some stuff because he won his first game.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't win when he played me. Let's just say it that way.
So basically he's like the Cleveland Browns.
He is. I think he has one win on the year.
Is he as pathetic offensively as Deshaun Watson and the boys?
He is if Deshaun Watson threw a pick every other three plays.
Okay. All right. that works. Doc, we've replaced you. It's okay. You can... Wait a second. Poor Anthony Haney never even got a crack.
See, that would have been different.
Wait a second.
You know,
poor Anthony Haney gets
you
the...
know, you put guy weigh 110 pounds in my seat. That's not going
to
be a problem.
I can assure you I do not weigh 110 pounds.
No,
you add
Anthony
a little bit
does.
More to that.
Anthony only sat in my seat because Syracuse won. They had a rarity, okay? So Orange won. So I knew I was going to get some flack. And we lost again.
Doc, I said we had the real youngest in charge in studio
is.
And Toby Altizer.
Real, he is.
And the dude that's in charge from 4 to 7 of,
no, Anthony,
of,
let me tell you
of the airwaves.
Ant-Man is he's in a class by himself. And now that hoops needs to start
did now. Did you know that Linnell's body shadow is still splattered on a court somewhere in the DMV from the time that Anthony Haney ran all over his ass?
Anthony and
you know
Craig.
That?
You know, have you seen Craig hoop?
People have sent me pictures of that.
Have you ever seen Craig shoot?
No.
Hoffman's got a knife. He got game.
He's got game?
Yeah, don't tell him though, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
Anthony, you look good, man. The
Anthony Haney
nice.
Is coming up with all of his brilliance from 4 to 7 with Craig Hoffman.
The youngest in charge. So this is thank you for
Tobes,
this.
Just for a minute, because I know you got to run. We got to run. Whatever. We got to get.
I love this, man.
Calls, but just wanted to spend a minute. What is the number one quality that you think of with Jaden Daniels right here, right now, that has not necessarily directly to do with his physical skill and abilities?
It's got to be poise, right? Like, he's so poised no matter what comes down the line. It doesn't matter if it's good, if it's bad. There hasn't been tons and tons of bad, but, you know, we were talking about this the other day about with the game at FedEx or Northwest Stadium on Sunday, was there a little bit of doubt in your mind ever like, oh no, they're going to blow it? And when he threw that interception to JOK at the goal line, you're like, ooh, let's just see. Hopefully, you know, you still feel like you're the better team, but okay, let's just see how he bounces back. You forget that ever happened because he was just poised the rest of the game and went out and dominated again.
Well, and also because they took short field possession the next possession and went right through the Cleveland Brown defense.
Absolutely. But he's so poised. Yeah. He's thrown a couple interceptions. It hasn't been an issue. And no matter what it is, like, you're seeing him get out of the pocket. He's poised. You're seeing him run down the field. Now we're not even talking about sliding and stuff because he's taking care of himself. He's poised when he's out in space. Like,
He learned how to baseball slide, too.
He's just got so much control of what he's doing.
Yeah. Immediately. Look at Cal Ripken. He went from didn't know if he could to where he's – you evaluate. You're the baseball guy. His slide
looks
technique
good. Looks it great. Looks really
there
good.
You go.
Nice pop-up slide.
How would
slide?
You grade it on a 20 to 80 scale?
We'll give it a 60. All we'll right, give it a 60. If Trey Turner's an 80, we've seen Trey Turner slides. Those are smooth.
Yeah.
He's not quite there yet, but we'll give him a 60.
All right, that's okay. 20 to 80, I mean, that's 60 is pretty
good. That's
above
average.
Speaking of baseball, real quickly before we let you run, Toby Altizer here, the co-host of what's the podcast?
Bustin' Loose Baseball.
Oh, that's right. Bustin'
Loose, baby.
Baseball. And your co-host is who?
Grant Paulson.
Grant Paulson. Where do I know
heard
that?
Of him.
Where do I know that name?
Yeah, he's Paulson. He used to be involved with the Capitals.
I never really heard of Grant Paulson.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, real quickly, who do you hate more?
Ooh.
The Mets, the Phillies, or Doc's Dodgers?
Okay, so I'm not even going to get to Doc's Dodgers because I kind of like them a little bit, so I'm going to stay away from that. But
you don't like the Padres?
I don't mind the Padres.
Padres are vicious.
I don't mind them.
They talk a lot of crap.
Dodgers-Padres series is a dream.
It's not discussed enough.
I absolutely love it. I love the fact that they're rivals. They're talking smack.
They're talking all kinds of junk.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So my teams that I cannot stand would be the Braves, number one, and then the Phillies. But boy, this Mets team is kind of pushing that Phillies team right now.
Well, they're pushing them on the diamond, Tones.
They're pushing them
in terms of your hate-o-meter.
I need this dumb Mets run, the OMG stuff. Can it just be over with? So I can't say I'm rooting for the Phillies because every time Harper walks the plate, there's no chance I'm rooting for him to do anything good. I love Trey. Trey's one of my favorite players.
Yeah,
so
me too.
I can
like
live
Trey.
With Trey.
Yeah.
But
Sherbert, he's a Cub. I don't even consider him in that.
I need both of those teams to lose somehow. Whoever wins this series, Dodgers, Padres, whoever wins that series, I need them to go to the World Series. I can't see the Phillies. I can't see the Mets there. And you know what? Honestly, the way things are rolling right now, I need this Mets season to end more than the Phillies season.
Interesting. Busting Loose Baseball. This is the kind of coverage you get on Busting Loose Baseball?
It is.
Okay.
Typically, we spend it on...
I thought we might have been talking about Hell in the Cell in Atlanta, but we didn't get to that. I thought he would have brought that up by now.
Bad Blood.
Bad
not
blood.
Hell, not hell in the cell. They were in a cell.
That's right.
But it was called Bad Blood.
Okay.
Oh, there was a lot of references to it on yesterday's show. You just had to be like really dialed in.
Yeah, Topes, dialed in.
Topes, appreciate you. Thanks for staying a little bit late for us. I just wanted to make sure that we got the real youngest in charge.
Absolutely.
On this show in
there
this
is
time
only
slot.
One. What do you mean real? There's only one.
Okay. All right.
It's Toby.
Like you know how like Roman Reigns is like the OTC, the original tribal chief? He's the one.
He's the
youngest
one.
In charge.
He's the one.
I'm the one.
No question. You're
the
one.
I'll take it.
He's the one.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
We're gonna acknowledge you.
We acknowledge
you. Put
baby.
Our ones in the air, baby.
Ones
I like
in the
it.
Air.
That's our guy, Toby Altizer. Make sure you listen to him.
Left one up.
I was
left
listening
one,
to him on overtime, Doc, last night on the fan when I was doing my workout at the gym. I mean, he was carving it up. He was getting all fired up. He was printing T-shirt slogans.
If he's not doing it, this is perfect time of the year for him.
Yeah.
I will say this, Chris. It's killing me because we work in an industry that relies solely on being able to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or radio. There's no visual.
It's
solely being able to speak.
Especially on this show.
We don't do the fancy gadget stuff
that they do on other shows.
When I get to a certain point talking about Jaden Daniels, I'm speechless. I got nothing else to describe him. Like, I don't know that I've seen anything like this in Burgundy and Gold in my lifetime.
It's pretty tough.
It's kind of hard.
Very, very minimal on the negatives.
Yes.
I mean, you look... Now, he's had people, everybody has people open, but for this young in his career, you can't imagine that he's never done this before.
Yeah, and Doc, we're 5 weeks in. 5 weeks.
Yeah.
You look at him at week five versus week one, he doesn't look like the same quarterback.
What's it going to be like week 12?
Exactly right.
That's frightening.
It's insane.
That's the frightening part.
The only part that I worry about is that he's still standing.
Yeah, but that O-line, so he got some personal protectors around him. Everybody blocks, man. Receivers,
and
tight ends.
And there's certain dudes, you just can't tackle them. And Jaden seems to be one of those guys.
He's gliding in a way that we have not seen. Mm-hmm. Mike Vick did it in a way. You know, when you can't judge a guy's speed from ground level, that's frightening.
Yeah.
All right, I got to take a time out. I hate to break up this this little kissy-kissy stuff.
I'm just excited to want, you know, when you get the youngest in charge,
yeah,
it's pretty good.
And he's got his own theme song that he created, right?
He should.
Right?
He should.
Yeah, I mean, he created it.
He single-handedly created it, came up with the music.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, you know, he's going to put it on a T-shirt and everything.
Well, yeah.
Just like others.
At least he coined it originally.
Right. Like others might do.
Well,
thank you, Tobes.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
you. Absolutely.
Trending alert time right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we told you an hour ago the big NFL news. The New York Jets, after 5 games, a 2-3 start, a bad loss in London, although they were in it until the final throw, the final drive, when Aaron Rodgers threw a third interception, have fired Robert Saleh, their head coach, after a 2-3 start. Obviously did not go Saleh's way after coming over from San Francisco. A miserable record, 26-41 overall. And now the Jets have less than a week to prepare for their next game against the Buffalo Bills Monday Night Football. Again, the Jets at 2-3. But if they win, they're going to be in first place in the AFC East. So how about that? Meanwhile, the Commanders, with the day off today, tomorrow they'll resume on the practice field. They're getting set for the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore. Our pregame coverage begins at 9 a.m. And guess what? On the way home from Baltimore, on the way home from wherever, you can listen to the DOC. He'll be taking your calls post-game style, burgundy and gold game day, hopefully after a fifth straight win. Tonight in college football, FIU and Liberty. Liberty, in case you're not paying attention, 4-0 on the year. Kickoff in that one, 7 o'clock. Coming up at 5:08 this afternoon, Citi Field, those beloved from Toby. New York Mets against Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, and the Philadelphia Phillies. Game 3 of the NLDS series tied 1-1. Series tied 1-1 for the Dodgers and the Padres. Series shifting to San Diego's Petco Park. That game coming up just after 9 o'clock. And that's what's trending. All right, thanks to the real youngest in charge. He's not leading a bowel movement. No, he's leading a real movement.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Toby Altizer for joining us right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. I know you guys are chomping at the bit to get on the phones. We will get to you in just a sec. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. In case you missed hour number one, we discussed, much to Doc's chagrin, the Jets firing Robert Saleh at 2-3. Monday Night Football ahead, straight ahead for the Bills. I got a question that I do want to just go back on from a football perspective. Later on with you, Doc, so don't forget, maybe they can hire Ronald Eugene to help things out, stabilize the ship. I do want to go back to that.
Combination for him.
I do want to go back to that a little bit later on. I do want to get to a couple of other things that we have to get to before the show. But without further ado, we are asking what one non-physical trait stands out to you? Do you think of, do you... like center on through 5 games and whatever with Jaden Daniels? Is it poise? That's what Jay Gruden said yesterday. That's what Toby just said. For me, it's maturity. Like we talked with Nick last hour about all the college games, Doc. Sometimes when you play a lot of college games, you're mature, but you're not very good. I think the Commanders got the best of both worlds here. They got a super mature kid, and whether it's the virtual reality or just something kicking into his mind when he went from Arizona State to LSU, maybe he was the same way at Arizona State. Mm-hmm. We just didn't see exactly the results.
Bigger venue.
They got a kid who's really, really good and really mature.
He followed a Heisman Trophy winner. He steps in and is coached by a guy, Coach Kelly, who coaches hard.
Yeah.
Unfazed by it. He's at a place that worships football. If he were going to be an F-up, he would have F'd up there.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. He went through it. Any man who steps in behind a guy who's won the ultimate award, and his team's defense was terrible, and yet he kept them in the fight. Had they had a deep, who knows? So now his defense stepped up last week, and you can win because he's going to do his part. And because what Washington is displaying now, really good teams. Jeremy Nichols is a perfect example, is that only guys like you knew about him because you do this for a living. They plug and play. You notice how the Niners people always plug and play?
Mm-hmm.
Good programs build an environment. Plug and play is easier.
No, look at Mason, who's done a nice job filling in for Christian McCaffrey. Now, they're 2-3.
Plug and
but
play.
That's not because of him.
No, yeah. Plug and play. Yeah. That's the difference. Where other programs, it never works.
Trying to get to that point.
We had it here.
Yeah,
we had good players here.
Yeah.
All kidding aside, they were good players here. Yeah. Guy going out, it just never fit. So I enjoy where they're at, and yet we've really done, in the big picture, done nothing yet. That's the beauty of this.
Inch by inch. I'm going to tell you a little something that's going to put a big smile on your face that I don't know if you know
about.
I don't know if you know about it, but I'm going to, instead of making you mad, I'm going to put a big smile on your face.
You're not made me mad. No, I know what you're going to do. You telegraph all your punches.
Let's see somebody who doesn't telegraph all their punches.
You like Drew McIntyre.
Dr. Sabah is with us. Been on hold for a while. Doc, sorry about that. We had a bunch of things we had to get to. I'm sorry.
I just want to make sure y'all didn't forget me.
No, at least.
I got some of my charts done.
I mean, that's good. You were making good use of your time. Thank you, Doc.
I was making progress. Yes, sir. Doc, I didn't know you were born in North Carolina. Fellow Tar Heel. I just looked you up. Cherry Point. Yep. I'm rocking out.
How long did you live in North Carolina, Doc?
That's classified.
Oh, okay.
It's classified.
Yeah. You must have been an Army brat, right? Isn't there a base down there in Cherry Point?
We'd prefer Marines, United States Marines, if you don't mind.
Oh, sorry. Marine. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. Doc's very clandestine with his thoughts.
Bulldogs, yeah.
Exactly. Hey, okay. I want to quickly chime in about Aaron Rodgers, then we'll get to Jaden, okay? Aaron Rodgers, I've told you all this, Doc. I think I've told you this many times.
Mm-hmm.
He literally is the LeBron James of the NFL. His talent does not match with how many championships he should have, and it's because he is selfish and narcissistic and has zero self-esteem. It's somebody else's fault always. He uses his finger instead of his thumb. He needs to point at himself once in a while, just like your guy LeBron does. So I don't know. I think Saleh was good to get the heck out of there. I think San Francisco is going to hire him back because their defense is struggling right now, and they have a good enough team to get to the Super Bowl, like it appears we do. So now I will transition from that to this team. You asked, what does Jaden have? Well, I got the three C's here, and it's kind of similar to what everybody's talking about. Calm, confident, and cooperative. You know, we talk about harmony, Doc, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's cooperative, coachability, whatever you want to call it. Seems like that. Everybody's agreeing. Everybody's on the same page. They believe in him. They're not waiting for him to fail. They're not saying, why'd you do it that way? The receivers are saying, why do you throw it my way? You know, the offensive line's not saying, well, why weren't you what we thought you were going to be? You know, they're not arguing at the coaches. Why did you call this play? That kind of thing. So here is my only worry is his kryptonite to every other team is his speed and quickness. And when Robert, this is the only comparison I got, Doc, when Robert lost his legs, when he got that injury, he wasn't the same. He lost that swag. He lost that confidence. And I just don't want Jaden to lose that when he doesn't have the out card, like you go into a fight with an empty gun. I want him to know that, no, if something happens, I can just get out. He should have been sacked 2 or 3 times that last game, but he got out of it because of his awesome speed and quickness. So that's the one thing I'm worried about when he loses that, if he loses it, what's going to happen? So right now he's running sideline. What if a team makes him scramble up the middle and they get a good hit on him? Then what? So that's what I'm worried about.
Understood. I mean, it's a perfectly listen, John Beck told us the day after he was drafted. He's coached him. He's worked, obviously, NFL quarterback. He's worked with Jaden. He knows Jaden's ascent. But he says he's got to avoid the card crash hits. So far, he has. He came close a couple of times in that game on Sunday. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's happened before that. But I'm saying a couple of times he was in sticky wickets, and he ran away from it or he got out of it.
Right. Right, but the Giant game, they blasted him, and he's changed now. Yep. He goes sideline to sideline.
Yeah, oh, when they knocked the wind out of him. Right. You're right. You're right.
Is a team going to get the edges and say, we're going to make you run? I don't care if you hit 50 yards. Yep. We want to get a hit on you.
Yep.
And that's ended up what happened to Doc. If you remember, that's what happened to Michael Vick. And it was, oh, my God, it was the guy that had the 5 interceptions against the Chicago quarterback. Angelo Hall, because he played
D'Angelo Hall. Yeah.
That's right, D'Angelo.
Yep.
He hit him right at the. They sandwiched him. I think him and was Champ Bailey still on our team? Who was the other cornerback?
I don't know.
They sandwiched him right at the goal line. Y'all remember that? And they broke his ribs.
Yeah, the one thing.
You remember
And Doc, appreciate you. We got to let you run.
I don't. Y'all do this. I don't. I don't worry about boxers getting hit by punches. He's a boxer.
So you're not worried at all?
Not at all.
Not in
because
any way.
He's been. I seen him get hit by Florida. I've seen him get hit by Alabama. I've seen him get crunched.
So when you say he's a boxer,
he's a
not
boxer.
A puncher.
No, he's a boxer.
He's Floyd Mayweather?
No, they get hit.
Okay.
They get hit for a living. They train to get hit.
Mm-hmm.
If he weren't a boxer and he was a wrestler in a boxing ring, I'd be worried.
All right.
He's a boxer.
Okay.
This is what he does.
All right.
He's been his size his whole damn life.
Okay.
And look where he's at.
That's fair.
And I saw him get hit in college. And I cringed. He got up. He gets out. If he gets knocked out, he'll get back up. You can't go through life being scared of the dark. If you are, you should stay in daylight.
I am. I'm scared of the
dark. Well, that's okay. You're rich. You can do it. But what I'm saying is that
I'm rich.
And I don't alter people's thoughts. Think however you choose to think. But if you ask for my advice, move on. And that's why you have a backup. That's why the damn Dolphins are the only team to ever be undefeated, and they did it half the season with their backup. If you think that Jaden Daniels is the only way you can win, you might end up being disappointed
in
your life.
They beat you in the Super Bowl back then,
They
right?
didn't beat me. Oh, no, okay. I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
But what I'm saying is that – yeah, that was a good one. But what I'm saying is that let's just fight on. It's a team sport. Yeah.
I love it. I just got to occasionally.
You know, Essek, I think I'm going to be better off being in a remote situation from this point forward. I don't think I need to actually come down here to be abused like this.
More of your calls coming up next on the Team 980.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, 255, T980. Why don't we squeeze in another one here before the top of the hour to keep the line moving, because we just haven't been able to spend much time. We've had so many special guests. They all want to come to see the doctor.
Hey,
they
man,
don't ever come
don't blame me.
On a Monday or a Friday.
I told the K9 community, I put them out. I told them, stand down. That I don't want you to be
Bones is probably
irritated.
Bitching on
no,
Twitter.
I told them to wait. Yeah. Just wait till Saturday.
Okay. All right.
We wait. We don't want to buck the cart.
I mean, you're going to take all their calls from 12 to 3, right?
Yeah.
Right after AWOD?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. All right. So I don't have anything to worry about.
Nothing. You're okay. Off you. I told them to back off you.
All right. All right.
Let's give you your due. You're a legend.
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah. Let's get our guy Sean in Connecticut in here before the top of the hour. Shawnee, how are you?
I'm good, Chris. Thank you.
I'm glad you made it off the highway yesterday, Sean. I was a little worried about you.
I should have checked in on you. It sounded like the highway, but it was just a local road near my house.
Okay.
I was all good. I'm going to end my quick segment on here with a question for both of you, since I really do appreciate and respect both of your guys' football opinions. But for me, it just feels like if Jaden Daniels is on another team, I feel like I would almost think that I would accept his play more, because it just feels like I don't want to accept that he's very good and that the team could be good, because I've done that so many times in the past and just been disappointed. It's so weird. Like, I feel like I need to go to a therapist and sit on the couch and talk about this. It doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
And I'm getting to a certain point where it's like, at what point do I finally let myself, and I'm not trying to be like unhinged or be unchecked and be like, oh, we're winning the Super Bowl. But at what point am I going to genuinely believe we have a franchise quarterback for a very long time?
You have to learn how to embrace again.
Right,
you have to learn how to love again. You have to learn how to embrace again. You've been scorned for, even though, what are you, 23, right? 23?
Oh, my God.
Haven't been scorned for as long as others have. You have to learn how to love again. Yeah. You have to learn how to trust again, and it takes time. I'll give you a perfect example. I didn't even realize this because I can't see the upper deck when we're in the press box. Only 59,300 people were there. I mean, there was not a sold out game on Sunday, which was a little bit disappointing to me, to be quite honest with you. Yet it was a very loud and passionate environment, but only 59,003. And I say only, I mean, that's 60,000 is fine.
Bones,
it's just there
Bones,
were empty seats.
Bonesy had put that out there. He said it was light.
Well, because and the point is, right, there could have been less than that's tickets sold. That's not people actually in attendance.
Yeah. And I think that kind of speaks to it. But I will say I'm wearing my it was created way before I was born, but I'm wearing a Redskins 1991 Super Bowl champ sweater right now. I've been wearing it like all week.
Attaboy.
But just my question for you two, and it's kind of what I talked about, and I know Doc doesn't like to talk about hypotheticals, but just humor me here. If they beat the Ravens, do you guys think then it's okay to genuinely believe we have a chance to go win playoff games?
All right, that's a great question. And even though Doc loves analytics, and he loves hypothetics, that's a hypothetical. So I'm going to ask it on the other side. Okay, so stay tuned for that, because we got a break for the top of the hour. If the Commanders beat Baltimore.
I love how you guys all try to act like I don't like make-believe, and I don't, and I'm damn proud of it.
If the Commanders beat Baltimore, is it okay to actually think that they're going to win playoff games, right? That was the nuts and bolts of the question. We'll get to that on the other side, plus all your calls. I promise we're coming at you. We'll be able to take more than one or two here.
As Coach
we're just
say,
running behind.
It's foolishness.
On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.